Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
All right then, we have made it to the most exciting month of the year for tech. It is October. It is the Friday News Update, episode 45. It is Friday the 5th of October, and already within just 5 days of the month, we have had big announcements from LG, Microsoft, and Nokia. Let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, LG have announced their latest flagship phone, the LG V40 ThinQ. Yeah, the ThinQ thing is really pointless. I wish they'd stop doing that. But anyway, we are getting some incredible specs on here. And let's hope the actual phone is as good as it sounds, because it has a lot of promise here. So the big standout feature is the 5 cameras on this phone, 3 on the back and 2 on the front. So the 3 on the back are for taking different types of photos. One is just an ordinary camera, but one is a 2x zoom camera, and one is a 107-degree wide-angle camera. And if you want to know the specs of these, we've got a 12-megapixel f1.5 normal camera, a 16-megapixel f1.9 wide-angle camera, and a 12-megapixel f2.4 zoomed-in camera. And you can actually preview each camera from the camera app, which is kind of cool. But this is really cool. This brings together the two best features you get on dual cameras on one phone. And of course, there are some AI features in here as well, which are kind of useless. There is the AI cam, which improves the color, and there is AI composition, which basically moves you and stuff around, crops it a bit to try and make the photo look cooler, apparently. I'm not really sure what that's about, but it is unique at least. And we've also got a wide angle camera on the front, 5 megapixel f2.2, as well as the normal 8 megapixel f1.9 camera, so you can take wide angle selfies. And there is CineShot, which basically lets you create kind of little animations, little GIFs, but with some of it moving and some of it not. So you kind of shade in the area that you want to be animated and the rest of it stays static, and it creates this pretty cool effect. We've already seen this on Motorola phones and it is pretty cool, so that's good we're getting that here. Also, the rest of the phone is really, really good. We're getting a 6.4-inch OLED screen, which is going to be pretty good. It is an LG OLED, so it won't be as good as other phones' OLEDs, but still, it'll be much better than having an LCD, and it's really tall. It is 19.5 to 9, so the screen on here is going to be huge. Also, we're getting a QHD resolution. We get the obligatory Snapdragon 845 with 6GB of RAM, should keep it running smoothly, and a 3300 milliamp per hour battery, which should be alright. Not going to give you amazing battery life, but not. We're also getting it in some cool colours: new Aurora Black, new platinum grey, new Moroccan blue, which looks fantastic, and carmine red, which looks really nice as well. Headphone jack, which is great, with a 32-bit quad DAC, so your sound quality is going to be great on here. And we get the boombox speaker as well, so louder sound. That is going to cost from $900. quite expensive, but you are getting some pretty impressive hardware on here, although the software isn't as impressive because you're only getting Android Oreo at launch, with Pi coming soon, apparently. And they also announced the LG Watch W7, which is gonna be $450. Quite a lot. I honestly don't know who would spend that amount of money on a smartwatch, especially with all the compromises you get here. You don't have a heart rate sensor. I mean, come on, LG, that is a serious flaw for a smartwatch. You're not getting NFC, not many smartwatches have it, and you are getting IP68 waterproofing, but you are not getting the latest Snapdragon Wear 3100. It's the old Wear 2100, which is still decent, but not quite as good. The main selling point here, though, is that it has physical hands on top of the LCD screen, not OLED for some reason. But you've got physical hands that show the time, and the point of these is once you run out of battery, which will last 2 days apparently, it can keep running for 3 to 4 more days without the screen, just those hands telling you the time. And it can last apparently up to 100 days just with those physical hands. You've also got Wear OS, of course, and the screen is 1.2 inches. But honestly, why would you spend so much money on something that's got a ton of flaws? Anyway, no UK pricing or release info yet for either, but the V40 is out in the US on the 18th of October. Microsoft have announced some new versions of the Surface Pro, Surface Laptop, and Surface Studio, with basically black versions for all but the Studio and the new 8th gen Intel processors, plus a better screen on the Studio. But we also got the Surface headphones. These are some new wireless headphones which don't look out of place actually among other Surface devices. They look fairly cool, and on each side is a little dial you can turn to adjust the volume on one side or adjust the noise cancelling on the other. You're also getting Cortana on these, which you can talk to through the headphones. Up to 15 hours of battery life, which is very impressive, and you can get nearly an hour of music in 5 minutes of charging. Pretty good there. And also, there's going to be something called Swift Pair with Windows computers. Not entirely sure what that is, but it sounds like it will be very fast to connect to a laptop. They are going to cost $350. No UK release by the looks of it yet. The Surface Pro 6 is going to cost £879, released on the 17th of October. The Surface Laptop 2 is going to cost £980 and will be released on the 16th of October. And the Surface Studio 2 is not coming to the UK as well, but it's going to cost $3,499 in the US when it gets released on the 15th of November. And finally, Nokia have announced a brand new phone called the Nokia 7.1. And yes, unfortunately, it does have a notch and also a huge chin, as well as dual cameras on the back. Those are 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel. 8 megapixel camera on the front, and you're getting a notched 5.8 inch Full HD screen, which is LCD. You're getting a Snapdragon 636 with either 3GB or 4GB of RAM. You're getting Android 1, which is great. That means stock Android and fast updates. And there is a really, really nice glass back on this. The Nokia 7.1 is going to cost £300, which is a really good price for those specs, and it's going to be released on the 18th of October. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.